be well known in Saskatoon, particularly Wall. As my father said, Wall never quite realized he was an owl. Most of the time he seemed to think he was people. At any rate, he liked being with people, and he wanted to be with us so much that we finally had to stop trying to keep him out of the house. If we locked him out, he would come and bang his big beak against the window pane so hard we were afraid the glass would break. Screens were no good either, because he would tear them open with one sweep of his big claws. So eventually, he became a house owl. He was always very well mannered in the house, and he caused no trouble, except on one occasion. One midsummer day, we had a visit from the new minister of our church. He had just arrived in Saskatoon, so he didn't know about our owls. Mother took him into the living room, and he sat down on our sofa with a cup of tea balanced on his knee and began to talk. He talked to Mother and me about skipping Sunday school. Wall had been off on an expedition down along the riverbank. When he got home, he ambled across the lawn, jumped up on the ledge of one of the living room windows, and peered in. Spotting the stranger, he gave another leap, and he landed heavily on the minister's shoulder. Mother had seen him coming and had tried to warn the minister, but she was too late. By the time she had her mouth open, Wall had already hunched down on the man's shoulder, peering around into his face, making friendly owl noises. "Hoo-hoo," he asked politely. Instead of answering, the minister let out a startled yelp and sprang to his feet. The tea spilled all over the rug, and the teacup shot into the fireplace and smashed into a million pieces. It was all so sudden that Wall lost his balance, and when he lost his balance, his talons just naturally tightened up to help him steady himself. When Wall tightened his grip, the minister gave a wild Indian yell and made a dash for the door. Wall had never been treated this way before. He didn't like it. Just as the minister reached the front porch, Wall spread his wings and took off. His wings were big, and they were strong, too. One of them clipped the man a bang on the side of the head, making him yell even louder. But by then, Wall was airborne. He flew up onto his favorite poplar tree, and he was in such a huff at the way he had been treated that he wouldn't come down again till after supper. Riding on people's shoulders was a favorite pastime with Wall. Usually, he was so careful with his big claws that you couldn't even feel them. Sometimes, when he was on your shoulder and feeling especially friendly, he would nibble your ear. His beak was sharp enough to have taken the ear right off your head at a single bite, but he would just catch the bottom of your ear in his beak and very gently nibble it a little. It didn't hurt at all, though it used to make some people nervous. One of my father's friends was a man who worked for the railroad, and he had very big red ears. Every time he came for a visit to our house, he wore a cap with ear flaps. He wore it even in the summertime because he said with ears as big as his and an ear-nibbling owl around, he just couldn't afford to take chances. Wall was usually good-natured, but he could get mad. One morning, Mother sent me to the store for some groceries. My bike had a flat tire, so I had to walk, and Wall walked with me. We were only a little way from our house when we met the postman coming toward us. He had a big bundle of letters in his hand, and he was sorting them and not watching where he was going. Instead of stepping around Wall, he walked right into him. Worse still, he didn't even look down to see what it was he'd stumbled over. He just gave kind of a kick and got whatever it was out of his way. Well, you could do a lot of things to Wall and get away with it, but kicking him was something different. Hissing like a giant tea kettle, he spread his wings wide and chomped the postman on the shins with him. After a whack from one of his wings, was like the kick of a mule. The postman dropped his handful of letters and went pelting down the street, yelling blue murder, with Wall right on his heels. After I got a hold of Wall and calmed him down, I apologized to the postman, but for a month after that, he wouldn't come into our yard at all. He used to stand at the gate and whistle until one of us came out to get the mail. Our owls were so used to going nearly everywhere with me now that when school started that fall, I had a hard time keeping them at home. I used to bicycle to school, which was about 2 miles across the river. During the first week after school opened, I was late 4 times because of having to take the owls back home after they followed me part way. Finally, Dad suggested that I lock them in the big pen each morning just before I left. Wall and Weeps hadn't used that pen for a long time, and when I put them in, they acted as if it was a jail. Wall was particularly furious, and he began to tear at the chicken wire with his beak and claws. I sneaked off fast. I was almost late anyway, and I knew if I was late once more, I'd be kept after school. I was about halfway over the river bridge when a man on the footpath gave a shout and pointed at something behind my back. At the same time, a car coming toward me jammed on its brakes and nearly skidded into the cement railings. Not knowing what was going on, I put on my brakes too, and I just had time to stop when there was a wild rush of air on the back of my neck and a deep hoo-hoo-hoo in my ear, and Wall landed on my shoulder. He was out of breath, but he was so pleased with himself that I didn't have the heart to take him home. Anyway, there wasn't time, so he rode the handlebars the rest of the way to school. I skidded into the yard just as the 2-minute bell was ringing and all the kids were going through the doors. I couldn't decide what on earth to do with Wall. Then I remembered that I had some twine in my pocket. I fished it out and used it to tie him by one leg to the handlebars. The first class I had that morning was French. Well, between worrying about Wall and not having done my homework, I was soon in trouble with the teacher, whom we called Fifi behind her back. Fifi made me come in front of the class so she could tell me how dumb I was. I was standing beside her desk, wishing the floor would open and swallow me up, when there was a whoomp 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 at the window. I turned my head to look, and there sat Wall. It hadn't taken him long to untie the twine. I heard later that he banged on the window of 2 or 3 other classrooms before he found the right one. Having found the right room at last, he didn't waste any time. Unluckily, Fifi had left one of our windows open. Wall ducked down, saw me, and flew right in. He was probably aiming to land on my shoulder, but he missed and at the last second tried to land on Fifi's desk. It was a polished hardwood desk. He couldn't get a grip on it. His brakes just wouldn't hold. He skated straight across the desk, scattering papers and books all over the floor. Fifi saw him coming and tried to get up out of the chair, but she wasn't fast enough. Wall skidded off the end of the desk and plumped right into her lap. There were some ructions after that. I was sent to the principal's office and Fifi went home for the rest of the day. The principal was a good fellow, though. He just read me a lecture and warned me that if I didn't keep my owl away from school in future, he would have to get the police to do something about it. We finally figured out a way to keep the owls from following me to school. Each morning, just before I left, we would let Wall and Weeps into the kitchen. Mother would feed them the bacon rinds left from breakfast, while I sneaked out the front door and rode away. It worked fine, but it was a little hard on Mother, because the owls got so fond of the kitchen she usually couldn't get them out of it again. Once I heard her telling a friend that until a woman had tried to bake a cake with 2 horned owls looking over her shoulders, she hadn't really lived at all.